Welcome back to Sales Transformation, brought to you by Leadium. In this episode, we have Carl Cox joining us to discuss the importance of finding your most important KPI. Get ready to uncover the key indicators that drive success in your business. Colin, the floor is yours.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Sales Transformation, brought to you by Leadium. I'm your host, Colin Mitchell, and today I've got Carl J. Cox on. He's the author of Stuck at CEO. He's also the CEO of 40 Strategy. We recently had Carl on the show where we talked about what KPI you should focus on. Lots of good nuggets there. Definitely recommend you checking it out. We'll drop the link in the show notes. For anybody who may have missed the first episode, Carl, just give us a little bit of background on yourself.
Yeah, once again, CEO of 40 Strategy. And why we're called 40 Strategy is most people only spend about 2% of their time on strategy, which is about equivalent to 40 hours per year. So take a look at us when you're trying to be a little bit more effective with those 40 hours. So basically, that's the key thing. My experience has been primarily within companies. I've been with 7 different companies, gone from 2x to 7x in scale. And so I've had a lot of rapid growth within that, managed every functional department within a company, and just been fortunate enough to have been trained by Fortune 500 executives and primarily been applying that to small to medium-sized businesses throughout my career. And it just had a lot of fun going through that process. And I'm really excited today, Colin, what we're going to talk about to carry on from the previous episode of talking about leading indicators to lagging indicators. This next one's a fun one.
Yeah. I'm guessing you gave up on the battle of trying to get people to spend more than 40 hours on strategy. So you figured, let's just make them most effective in the amount of time that we know that they're willing to spend in this very important thing.
You know, what's fun is when you nailed it. I mean, what's so interesting is 90% of strategic plans fail to get 2/3 of their strategic objectives done. 90%.
And it's a big number.
It's huge. And what's crazy is McKinsey is only 20% successful with implementing, but the problem is nobody gets fired from hiring McKinsey. So, you know, our concept is, you're right, you know, people are only going to spend so much time on strategy, but if you do strategy the right way, our clients they're in the top 10% or better. You know, our clients crush it because we do our 7 principles that we lay out in Lost at CEO, our book, because that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that people are doing it the right way. And when they do it the right way, it actually starts becoming fun, Colin. It's not just a waste of time and a strategic plan that ends up collecting dust, you know, and that nobody wants to talk about 2 months down the road. We actually get things done, which is a lot of fun.
And why do you think that so many fail? Do you think it's because it's not a good strategy to begin with? They don't focus on the right things? Or could it be that they just have a hard time getting the team bought into the plan?
Yes.
All of
is that unfair? Is that unfair? Yes. It is. The number one reason is time, actually. So 98% of corporations people within a corporation say, we just don't have enough time to do it. Often, the reason why they don't have enough time is they have not focused on the essential few strategies that they should be doing that have the biggest impact in the outcome. We're a huge fan of the Pareto principle, which if you are not familiar with that already, 20% of the activities that you typically do has 80% of the results. So what we do is we trim throughout the entire process of the strategic planning process to get to do a design of a plan that's essential for you to get it done. We then make sure there's a tracking mechanism to follow through and go through that process. And as a result, we have much higher success rate.
Interesting. So the last time we had you on, Carl, we talked about, you know, some KPIs to focus on, you know, what people typically look at, what they should be looking at. And so we thought we'd have you back. And then today we'd talk a little bit more about finding your most important KPI. And you told me, you know, before we started recording, you said something about what is your campus visit. So I'm sure people are curious to find out what the heck does that mean?
Yeah, this is a super fun story. As a matter of fact, when I was with a strategic planning software company, when I uncovered this concept, if you may. And it was just a fun experience. It's a great story. And I think it's going to resonate with everybody here. But the one thing I want you to keep in mind as you're listening story is, what is your campus visit? So what happened is I was working with a charter school of all things. Okay. Working with a charter school. And I asked them, so what is your most important KPI? What is your most important key performance indicator that you have to make sure you're hitting? Now, once again, sales audience, that's sales, right? You're going to talk to most people, we need to hit our sales number. Of course it is, right? That's your most important indicator. Well, for the school, it was students. That was their most important tracking thing, because if they didn't have students, they didn't get revenue. Simple, right? They don't become a charter school. So all right, so great. That's your most important KPI. How do you know during the year your students are increasing or decreasing? And they're like, well, we track the number of students. And of course, this was a CFO. And as a former CFO, recovering CFO, that's what happens. You know, people just looking behind. And so it's like, okay, let's ask this again. How do you know you're making a major difference? And still kept on going towards the student. I said, okay, what is something that's really kind of more of a leading indicator that's going to tell you this? And they went, number of applications. I said, hey, that's better. That is a better, you know, if you may, leading indicator to the outcome. But I said, are you in control of people actually completing the applications? And they were like, no, we have no control over that situation. We don't know what's happening. And I said, all right. Mm. So then I said, then finally, as we're going through this and kind of, you know, spitballing ideas, the superintendent goes, you know, Carl, when a prospective student is here on a campus visit, we'll roll out the red carpet for them. We will have one of our best students walk them through, you know, as a current student, they'll walk them through the classes. They'll get the building will be clean. They get to see the teachers and how engaged they are with the students. We show them the facilities, the athletic facilities that we have that are world-class. You know, we give them this amazing experience. And then they come back, and at the end of the discussion, they'll come and shake my hand. And he said, you know, I knew every single time whether or not that prospective student was going to come and sign to be a part of our organization. So I asked an important question, Colin.
Yeah.
So do you track your campus visits? What do you think the answer was?
No.
Yeah, it was absolutely no.
You must have been ripping your hair out. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
But told me how important this activity is, experience.
Right.
And you're not tracking it.
Exactly. And so what's crazy is about this concept here, right, is the most important thing. So we started talking more about this concept. It's like, yeah, man, it's so important. He like went on and on. It's so important. I can't believe we're not tracking it, right? It was like an acknowledgement. Boy, we better start tracking it going forward. And then he said something really interesting. He said, you know, I haven't handshaking the students recently because I've been busy working on my PhD. I wonder how it's going now, right? So the most important action, leading indicator to help convert a sale, let's call it what it is, right? They're trying to sell a prospective student coming to be a part of their charter school. They're trying to get that done, and they couldn't. They didn't know. Let me clarify. They weren't tracking. They didn't know for sure. And even worse, the superintendent was like, I don't know what's happening anymore. So this is where I like to always leave our audience to talk about this is, what is your campus visit? What you'll find often is the most important leading indicator, the most important thing we track is not actually being tracked in your CRM. It's not being tracked in your Salesforce automation system. And it's definitely not being tracked with the executives.
And what is it?
Well,
On the edge of the, so for those that are on the edge of their seats wondering, what is this that you're talking about, Carl?
So if you may, and this is where it's a little bit of a riddle, it's different for every organization. Every organization has its campus visit. It has its most critical part.
What are some common ones? What are some common ones that you say, let's say, I'm sure you've done this with many companies. Yeah. What are the top three that come up the most?
Yeah, for the top three that typically come in is the initial conversation with the client. So like when you
first impression.
That's right. Yeah. That experience of the first impression of actually talking with the client for the first time is often the campus visit. And the secret, Colin, is we'll go back to the school. The strategies to improve it are hundredfold. It's probably 5 to 10-fold, but let's just think about it. Okay. Do you have your best student walking you through campus. A little comparison. My daughter is just got recruited recently for college to play soccer at a Division I school. She was getting walked through a Division I school, and they brought their least effective communicator to do the campus tour. Right? Crazy. Like, crazy. What are you thinking? Right? Versus one of the coaches, well, it's where she ended up going. I'll do a shout out to TCU. He spent 4 to 6 hours with her. Right? Wow. You know? So anyways, experience. So that's one thing. Two, hey, was the school clean? Three, did we meet on time? Four, did the superintendent have the connection? Five, did we have a follow-up to make sure that they got it? Six, did we make sure the application was there? Right? Okay, now let's go into business. Same concepts. Right? Did you have, from the prospect to the actual meeting, did they have testimonials that they were getting prior to that first meeting that they already bought and sold in before you even met with them? Number one, right? Two, is your person prepared for that meeting, right? Do they know who they're talking with? Are they going to listen to what their problems are? Are they going to find a way to solve their solutions? Three, do we have proper follow-up? Right? Do we have the proper follow-up to make sure that we're getting the right questions, understanding it, and making sure it gets done? Four, did we set up a follow-up meeting to help close the deal if we weren't able to close it in that opening line? Right? There are those key things right there in that process of real connection when you have the proper buyer in the meeting, right? Is in most case, not, I shouldn't say most, for many organizations, it's your campus tour. And once again, mm-hmm. the magic isn't just the campus tour. It's all the actions around it to have it be a world-class experience. It's a no-brainer, right, for that client to buy your product or service.
Thanks for tuning in. Please don't forget to like and share so we can help more people transform the way they sell.